Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 24th day of April. I'm Paul White. Thank you for joining me today. It is Saturday. I like to introduce to you what we are releasing as our full-length sermon on Sunday. We release one every Sunday. They are from our travels over the last several months due to a lot of the travel restrictions. We haven't done near as much travel, and we have been doing meetings in South Carolina and Georgia one weekend per month, and I've been using those along with a lot of other things that I've just recorded, and that's been the basis of most of our Sunday meetings. But tomorrow we are airing one that is a compilation in a way that I've never aired a sermon before. I've never taken clips from previously existing sermons and then built a sermon out of it, a Frankenstein of sorts, pieces of other parts. Now, here's the reason I'm doing this. One, we needed something to air because we were out of other material from our travels. We will have two brand new sermons for the next two Sundays because of this weekend's travel. South Carolina yesterday on Friday night, and then Flowery Branch monthly meeting tomorrow evening. If you're interested in the Flowery Branch meeting, by the way, check the website, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. Grab the address. Come be with us at 5 Eastern time tomorrow afternoon. So because of this weekend's meetings, we'll have two new ones the next two Sundays. But didn't have one for this week, so I dug into, it wasn't a deep dive, or didn't have to go back very far because we just aired them, but I dug into some of the recent studies in John. We did a little mini-series inside of the series when we arrived in John 20 at the tomb that the stone had been rolled away and Jesus was resurrected. I didn't only want to deal with Jesus' resurrection in the natural or the physical event. I wanted to deal with the theology of resurrection, the way they would have seen it, the way Paul would have written about it, and the way we have understood it and maybe the way we could understand it. And I attempted to do that over the course of 6 weeks. And we took those, well, I guess it was actually, we did a little more than that, but what I ended up pulling from was studies in John, number 125, 26, 27, 28, 29. We broke away during that series on the 130th and did something else, and then 131. So that's 6 different clips from the Studies in John series, all put back to back in one video. We do an intro, 5 or 6 minutes of me just addressing you, the audience, and tell you what's coming up. And then we do each clip with a little music transition in between so that the audio-only people know when we've transferred from one to the next. All the stuff's there on the screen for those that watch the video so you can find out which sermon it is that we're transitioning into. There was no way to do that for the audio-only audience, so if you need to know which one you're transitioning to, you would need to see it on video. This is a different way to do it. It's a different thing for me to do. I sat to edit this and went through all of these sermons and then pulled the resurrection portions out and set them aside, then built it all sequentially. And when I did that, I could feel us arriving at the end. You know, it was interesting how we laid out the case for resurrection, and then you could feel us get our footing every week. The first clip's the longest because it introduces the whole concept. The subsequent clips seem to sort of get shorter each time, but they're more concise. So get in, if you can, get in on this one and stay with it till the end. And you might have to break it up because this is 80-something minutes, so it's 1 hour and 20 minutes. We also feature the transition music. We feature a song by my brother, and we put most of that song up at the end of the video. So this one is different, but I'm proud of it. I think it will be one I can point people to that want to know our thoughts on resurrection without having to point them to 5 or 6 different sermons. We can point to one. It's titled Resurrection Compilation. It's available tomorrow at paulwhiteministries.com. The audio only available there and at deeperdaily.com. And if you want to check it out on our YouTube page, become a YouTube subscriber by going to YouTube and searching PWM. Click subscribe and all of our videos will come to you. Set your notifications so that it will let you know on your mobile device when we post video. You'll get those every day because we are posting nuggets of grace every day as well. 7, 8, 10 minute little video clips. We got a lot of material out there. There's a lot of stuff we're trying to do to supplement your daily diet, to give you something to feast on, to give you something to think about, to give you something to wrestle with. I'm very excited about Resurrection Compilation. Also, I want to say thank you to those who have taken me up lately on the podcast. I've talked a little bit about wanting to hear from you. If you are a listener, and many have never written us before, and I've been getting emails and letters from people we've never heard from before, and in some cases, they've been watching for nearly a decade, and it is... I think I got one the other day from someone who had been watching longer than a decade. And it is so exciting to me to hear the testimonies and to encounter people whose lives are being transformed by their encounters with Jesus as we have helped shine the light on Him. And it humbles me. It blesses me. I want to thank you, thank all of you. And I still look forward to hearing from someone else. And would love to hear your story. Contact us, ddp@paulwhiteministries.com. That's the podcast exclusive email line. All right, just a couple of minutes left today. I like to try to stay around the same amount of time each day. I didn't have a lot from Micah today, but I do have a little bit from Micah today. If nothing else, just a connection that makes it a little smoother for you as a Bible student. When you get into Matthew and you read the genealogy of Jesus, and then you get into Matthew 2 and you see the Magi coming from the east and they want to worship the baby Jesus, Herod finds out about their visit and calls the scribes and the scholars. These are the Jews who understand their literature. And when he gets them together, he asks them, what's this about a baby being born? Where would I find him? And they speak of a scripture that references that the baby will be born in Bethlehem. If you've ever wondered where that is, well, it's right in the middle of our journey through Micah, chapter 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you're a little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. Or as I like it a little better, the Hebrew says it, I think, a little cleaner than the English. His goings forth are from old, from the days of eternity. So by the time Matthew is recorded, Micah chapter 5 verse 2 is looked at as the scripture to identify the town that Jesus would come out of. When we say Jesus is born in Bethlehem, that's a New Testament fact, but it's an Old Testament prophecy. And notice that according to the same verse that says he comes out of Bethlehem, his goings forth are from the days of eternity. So the Old Testament prophesied that the one who would be the ruler would come out of Bethlehem, but that his actions would have been birthed from the earliest times of eternity. This is the Old Testament way of saying what John 1 would say, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, the Word was God. So this idea that Jesus is linked back to God the Creator as a New Testament idea is wrong. It's an Old Testament idea. It's just a very covered one that needed the fullness brought out through the work of the Holy Spirit. All right, that was our little tidbit from Micah. We've got another one, and we'll bring it to you tomorrow, as I think it probably will close this little letter. We'll do that together. I'll see you then. God bless.